Attacks and looting have been on the rise in Yambio County in recent weeks, raising concern among local activists. Many note a sharp increase in violence since the removal of former Governor Alfred Futio 10 days ago. Some residents are calling for swift action to restore security and protect vulnerable individuals. President Kiir's decision to fire the Western Equatoria State Governor was welcomed by some communities in Yambio, Ezo, and Tumbra counties. Several top officials from the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition serving in the state government say their security was at stake after Futio was removed from office. SPLM-IO member and State Minister of Information Elia Oseni Dominic says he does not feel safe after the homes and property of some SPLM-IO officials were looted shortly after the governor was let go.
Everything. So if they loot your property, ask yourself if they see what will happen. They went to the house of the commissioner of Niger County, they looted everything. That's why people better be, you know, to see the situation. We are not refusing to report. They are all the soldiers in the town who are creating this chaos and the fear in the town.
Mayor John Osman, who is the SPLM-IO secretary in Western Equatoria State, says since Futio was dismissed, the state has witnessed a spike in attacks and looting. She claims all bodyguards of SPLM-IO state officials have been arrested by SSPDF in Yambio, Nzara, and others were taken to Juba. She says SPLM-IO officials are afraid they will be attacked.
And now they are fearing for their own life. They cannot come. Their houses have been looted. If they come back, how are they going to survive? Because the security is not on our side. But when we say the SSCBDF, they say that these are criminals. And I cannot agree with that word, that these are criminals. Because they're having vehicle, they're having guns, they're having full uniform. We need the state governor, either the state government, who is the acting governor, let him work on the security issue so that to make people to be secure.
SSPDF spokesperson Lul Roy says he has not received any report from the area commander in Western Equatoria of lootings carried out by the South Sudanese soldiers.
I'm not aware of the looting being done by us on the day the governor was sacked, okay? But it was this the first time for me to hear. I need to get in touch with those in the area to tell us the exact identity of those that, but there was an allegation like that.
Earlier this week, the acting governor of Western Equatoria State, Daniel Badagbo-Rimbasa, called on SPLM-IO politicians to return to their offices. Rimbasa says SPLM-IO members should report any security threat to state authorities.
Western Equatoria is strong and we are moving forward together. Our focus has been on restoring calm, de-escalating tensions, and ensuring stability for all. I make a call on all the IO ministers and the IO commissioners and the IO politicians and everyone who belong to the IO party to return and resume their work. Their offices are empty and waiting for them. Let us be united. If anyone feels threatened, know that we are here to protect you.
Several communities in Yambio, Ezo, and Tumbra counties celebrated the removal of former Governor Futio, who disappeared from the state capital minutes after the presidential decree removing him from office, which was broadcasted on the South Sudan-owned television. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from the capital of Western Equatoria State, Yambio.